Hi, I'm Luke Dennis, the Development Director at WYSO. We are happy we can deliver these programs to you, people who listen on the web, and we rely on you to help us pay for this service. So at our website, wyso.org, click Support This Station and help keep these services coming. And thank you.
This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac for New Year's Eve and the first week of deep winter. In 1982, I started keeping track of the time the leaves turned on Mary's tree next door, and I continued for over two decades to note when its maple leaves turned and fell. Mary died sometime late in the last century, and the maple declined quickly as the millennium approached. My notations from 2004 were the last I made of its leaf turn and shedding trajectory. It may seem trivial enough to keep track of when Lil's tree across the street turns color, and when the Danielson's maple comes down. Lil is dead now, as are the Danielson's. But their trees remain, and I watch them because it seems important in some way or other to me. And the history of Mary's absent maple remains as vivid in my mind as the other histories in my day book. Well, in defense of such frivolity, I appeal to the theories of R.G. Collingwood as expressed in his book, The Idea of History. Now, Collingwood posits that historical events have both an outside, a visible or observable side, and an inside, an interior dimension related to the forces that might have caused the events. And he considers that since the outside can no longer be observed, it must be imagined and reconstructed in order to be studied and understood. From such a perspective, it's clearly not important whether a tree is dead or alive. It's the recreation of the tree in the imagination that matters, and that gives it more lasting existence. Only when the past is born again, I tell myself, does it provide context and connection for the present, while shaping and directing the one who reinvents it. This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac. I'll be back again next week with notes for the second week of deep winter. In the meantime, turn Collingwood's theory upside down. Create the interior of the year to come. Maybe it will grow up to be your vision.
Bill Felker contributes to newspapers nationwide, including the Yellow Springs News. Bill resides in Yellow Springs. Poor Will's Almanac is also available as a podcast at wyso.org.